I am haunted at times by Sung Kim's varsity jacket. He had to lobby hard to get it. Nobody denied that he had talent. In fact, he was the star of our team. But for a member of our team to get a jacket was unprecedented. Our coach backed him completely, while the other coaches in the school nearly choked on their whistles when they first heard the plan. The principal had to be called in, and it wasn't until our team made nationals that Sung's request was finally heeded. 4 weeks before we left for Indianapolis, he became the first person in our school's history to have a varsity jacket for Quiz Bowl. I, for one, was mortified. This mortification was a complete betrayal of our team. But if anyone was going to betray the Quiz Bowl team from the inside, it was going to be me. I was the alternate. I had been drafted by the coach, who also happened to be my physics teacher, because while the five other members of the team could tell you the square root of the circumference of Saturn's orbit around the sun in the year 2033, not a single one of them could tell you how many Bronte sisters there'd been. In fact, the only British writer they seemed familiar with was Monty Python, and there weren't many Quiz Bowl questions about Monty Python. There was a gaping hole in their knowledge, and I was the best lit boy plug the school had to offer. While I hadn't read that many of the classics, I was extraordinarily aware of them. I was a walking Cliff's Notes version of the Cliff's Notes versions, even if I'd never touched Remembrance of Things Past or Cry the Beloved Country or Middlemarch. I knew what they were about and who had written them. I could only name about 10 elements on the periodic table, but that hardly mattered. My teammates had the whole thing memorized. They told jokes where her neutrino was the punchline. Sung was our fearless leader. Fearless, that is, within the context of our practices and competitions. Put him back into the general population, and he became just another math geek. Too bland to be teased. Too awkward to be resented. As soon as he got the varsity jacket, there was little question that it would never leave his back. All the varsity jackets in our school looked the same on the fronts. Burgundy body, white sleeves, white R. But the backs were different. A picture of two guys wrestling for the wrestlers. A football for the football players. A breaststroker for the swimmers. For Quiz Bowl, they initially chose a faceless white kid at a podium. Probably a leftover design from another school's speech and debate team. It looked as if the symbol from the men's room door was giving an inaugural address. Sung didn't feel this conveyed the team aspect of Quiz Bowl, so he made them add four other faceless white kids at podiums. I was, presumably, one of those five, because even though I was an alternate, they always rotated me in. I had agreed to join the Quiz Bowl team for four reasons. One, I needed it for my college applications. Two, I needed a good grade in Mr. Phillips' physics class for my college applications, and I wasn't going to get it from ordinary studying. Three, I derived a perverse pleasure from being the only person in a competitive situation who knew that Jane Eyre was a character, while Jane Austen was a writer. Four, I had an unarticulated crush on Damian Bloom. An unarticulated crush is very different from an unrequited one, because at least with an unrequited crush, you know what the hell you're doing, even if the other person isn't doing it back. An unarticulated crush is harder to grapple with, because it's a crush that you haven't even admitted to yourself. The romantic forces are all there. You want to see him, you always notice him. You treat every word from him as if it weighs more than anyone else's. But you don't know why. You don't know that you're doing it. You'd follow him to the end of the earth without ever admitting that your feet were moving. Damian was track team popular and hung with the cross-country crowd. If he didn't have any problem with Sung's varsity jacket, it was probably because none of the other kids in our school defined him as a Quiz Bowl geek. If anything, his membership on the team was seen as a fluke, whereas I, presumably, belonged there, along with Sung and Francis O, perfect SAT, tragic skin, and Wes Ward, 250 IQ, 250 pounds. And Gordon White, calculator watch, matching glasses. My social status was about the same as that of a water fountain in the hall. People were happy enough I was there when they needed me, but they didn't particularly want to talk to me. I wish I could say I was fine with this, and that I found what I needed in books or food or drugs or Quiz Bowl or other water fountain kids, but it sucked. I didn't have the disposition to be slavishly devoted to popularity and the popular kids, but at the same time, I was pretty sure my friends were losers, and barely even friends. When we won at States, Sung, Damien, Francis, Wes, and Gordon celebrated like they'd just gotten full scholarships to MIT. Mr. Phillips was in tears when he called his wife to tell her. A photographer from the local paper came to school to take our picture a few days later, and I tried to hide behind the others as much as possible. Sung had his jacket by that time, its white sleeves glistening like they'd been made from unicorn horns. After the article appeared, a couple of people congratulated me in the hall, but most kids snickered or didn't care. We had a crash course candy sale to pay for our trip to Indianapolis, and I stole money from my parents' wallets and dipped into my savings in order to buy my whole portion outright, shoving the crap candy bars in our basement instead of having to ask my fellow students to pony up. Sung, of course, wanted us to get matching varsity jackets to wear to nationals. Damien already had a varsity jacket for cross country that he never wore, so he was out. Francis, Wes, and Gordon said they were using all their money on the tickets and other things for Indianapolis. I simply said no. And when Sung asked me if I was sure, I told him, "You can't possibly expect me to wear that." Everybody got quiet for a second, but Sung didn't seem fazed. He just launched us into yet another practice.